Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot Daf Samach Hey Amud Aleph. About to look at the third Mishnah in the sixth Perek in the order in which we have it here in Masechet Menachot. And this Mishnah is not unique, but is somewhat of a rare type of Mishnah in which it describes certain halachic behaviors prescribed by Chachamim that were already alluded to in the previous podcast, which are driven by concerns of anti-sectarian polemics. So just a little bit of background. During the times of Bayit Sheni, the end of the Second Temple period, the sectarians, the Sadducees, the Essenes, early Christians, all sorts of different groups that existed and that in various ways presented, shall we say, alternative versions of the Masorah. And challenged our tradition, competed for the minds and wills of the people. And therefore, it was very critical that the rabbis clarify and confirm the proper Masorah. And in the battle against some of the sects of the Tzedokim, the great battleground was around the issue of the calendar. And we have unearthed in the last few years, last several dozens of years, the calendar of the sect at Qumran, which clarifies a lot of the issues at play, which clarify an odd sugya in Rosh Hashanah, and clarify this entire piece that we're going to see about the dating of Shavuot and the dating of the bringing of the Omer. And the crux of the issue is that the Torah says, as you see in the Psukim, that you are to bring this Omer Mimocharat HaShabbat, literally the day after Shabbat, count 7 weeks, and after the seventh Shabbat, you bring the Shtei HaLechem, that's Shavuot. So our understanding is that the Shabbat mentioned in both of those Psukim is Yom Tov, and therefore it's the day after the Yom Tov of Pesach that you bring the Omer, count 7 weeks, and then the seventh, the day after, wherever that falls out, 50 days later, will be the offering of the Shtei HaLechem. However, many of the sects maintained that, some of the sects maintained that it was to happen only on a Sunday. And certainly, they were opposed to the idea of doing any of this, including the cutting of the Omer, most especially, on Shabbat. So that's what becomes a critical piece there and informs the first Mishnah about the machloket Rabbi Shmuel versus Chachamim and Rabbi Chedin Sekana Kohanim versus Chachamim about how to perform the Omer when it fell on Shabbat, whether it's to be done in a smaller way or in the same way. Okay, kitzad hein osin. So what was the procedure like? Shtuchei beitin yotzim erev yom tov osin otan krichot mechubar lakarka. So erev yom tov, they would send agents out, find the Omer that was nearby, and they would tie them in bundles while they're still on the ground, so they'd be able to identify what to cut. All of the villages that are nearby would come and attend after Yom Tov, because we want this to be a well-publicized event. The minute it got dark, Omer Lahen, so the cutter, is now speaking to the Beit Din. And he would say, Baha Shemesh, is it dark? Omer Hain, and they would say yes. Baha Shemesh, Omer Hain, they'd say yes. Magalzu, and then he'd point to the scythe he's going to use, and they'd say, hey, yes, Magalzu, and they'd say, yes, Kupazu, I put it in that basket, Omer Hain, Kupazu, Omer Hain, and if it's for Shabbat, Omer Lan Shabbat Zu, on this Shabbat I cut, Omer Hain, Shabbat Zu, Omer Hain, Ektsor. Notice there's a very big deal here, a call and response for everything, asking for the guidance of Beit Din is directing him, Ektsor, shall I cut, Emomim Loktsor, Ektsor, Emomim Loktsor, they direct him to cut. And by the way, Shalosh Pamimol called Davar Davar. In other words, it's not as represented in the Mishnah where he would ask it two times, but each time it was three times. V'chol kach lama, what do I need such a big deal for? B'nei ha-baitusim, because of the sect that is known in rabbinic literature as baitusim, or in some versions as beitsin, and in other sources shows up as the Essenes. Evidently they are the same group. Beitsin mean beit Essen. Shayu omrim eng tzirata omer b'motza'e yom tov. Because their position was that you do not cut the Omer the night after Yom Tov, but it's always a Saturday night. And we know from their calendar that it was the Saturday night after Pesach was over, which always was in their calendar on the 26th of Nisan. That's when the Omer would be cut. All right, Tana Rabbanan. Ilan Yomai, this is a quote from Megillat Ta'anit, the Megillah from the period of the Tanaim, that is really a little bit of an earlier Megillah in its original list, which describes for us days in which there were either rabbinic or Hasmonean military victories, in which these were days that then were set on the calendar not to fast or to eulogize because of whatever victory. If it was a military victory or rabbinic legal victory, then that's how it was set aside. These are days you can't fast. Some of them you can't even have eulogies. The first one is on the calendar, in their calendar. It starts from Nisan. The first till the 8th of Nisan, the Korban Tamid was properly established. What does that mean? And from the 8th of Shavuot until the end of Pesach is a time you cannot fast or have eulogies, because that's when Chag HaShavuot was properly determined and established to be in its place. You cannot have eulogies. Now that's the Megillat Ta'anit. Now we get the explanation. And notice we shift now to Hebrew, which is the scholion, the commentary on the Megillah. Shayut Sadokim Omrim, that Sadokite said, Yachid mitnadev mevi tamid, an individual can voluntarily bring a korban tamid. My drush, what was their drasha? Et ha-keves ha-echad ta'aseh v'boker, et ha-keves ha-sheni ta'aseh bein harbaim, since ta'aseh is in the singular, means you could do it individually. Maya ha-dru, what was our comeback? Et korbani lachvi yishai, reach nichochi tishmeru, in the plural. Shukulan ba'im yitshuvat ha-lishka, which means it must come from the public fund. And that was a dispute that was going on, and evidently while the tzadokim were firmly in charge of the Mikdash, they were allowing this to happen. When we were able to convince everyone not to do this, we had a holiday set aside, or should we say days of celebration, they set aside every year. Mitzmanya be'vi ad sof mo'ada, hitotav chagar shvoyed alone lemispeid. And from the 8th day of Pesach, one particular year, through Pesach was when we finally won the dispute against the Baitusim to establish Chag HaShavuot in its proper day. They said Shavuot is always on a Sunday. Now we're going to hear a series in two brightot, one this one and then another brightot, of arguments of the Chachamim to support the idea that Macharat HaShabbat means the day after Yom Tov and not necessarily on a Sunday. He said to them, "You fools, why would you think that it's only on a Sunday?" Nobody would answer him, either because they didn't have no one answer, they just knew their tradition, or else because they were afraid of Yochum and Zakkai. So there was one guy, one old guy, who said, Moshe Rabbeinu Ohev Yisrael Haya. Moshe loved Bnei Yisrael. And he knows that Shavuot is only one day. To think that anybody would actually advance such an argument is very strange, because it means that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who decided when the holiday is. But in any case, what the argument supposedly was that he, since he knew it was only one day, he made it on a Sunday, so that Bnei Yisrael would have two celebratory days in a row. Karala va'amikrazes. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's answer was the pasuk in the beginning of Dvarim that says, Acharas hayom yichorev derech ha'seir. It was only an 11-day journey to Eretz Yisrael, from Kadesh Parnea to get into the land. Moshe Rabbeinu Ohev Yisrael Haya L'Meichor Midbar B'Yim Shana. Now Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is answering this supposed claim on its own terms. Since Moshe Rabbeinu is really the guy in charge and he does everything because he loves Israel, why did he keep in the desert 40 years? So Amar L'Rabbi Chachata Potreini. So this man says to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, that you're going to answer me with such an answer? It's really not much of an answer. So he answered, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's answer is, you want our Torah to just be like idle talk that you have? Meaning that you're not going to take time to interpret it and analyze it and think about it rigorously. Just, you see a word, that's how you interpret it. And that's what got you. So the reality is that one text in the Parsha of the Sfirat HaOmer, in the middle of Parshat Emor, says you shall count 50 days. And the other text says, Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot Tiena. You have to count 7 full weeks. HaKetzad, how's that? Kan B'Yom Tov Shechal Yom Shabbat. If Yom Tov falls on Shabbat, then you count 7 full weeks starting on Sunday. It's a full week. If it happens during the week, then it's just going to be 50 days. It won't be 7 full weeks. It'll be 6 full weeks with a half week on one side and a half week on another side. That's answer one. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Einot Tzarich. You don't need that argument. I got a better one. Harei Omer Tispor Lach. That in the presentation of Sfirat HaOmer and Parshat Re'eh, it says in the singular, you shall count. Meaning Sfirah Tuliyah BeVeitin. Beitin has to count. Shmiyodim L'chadesh B'Chavar HaShabbat. They know when to identify Mochara Shabbat is Mocharit Yom Tov. Yatzat Shabbat Reishit Shesfiratah B'chol Adam, as opposed to regular Shabbat that anybody can count. So why would the Torah say Beit Din has to count? Because it's a counting that takes some wisdom and understanding. Rabbi Shomer, he has a different answer. Amar Torah Mane Amim Mekadesh Chodesh. How do you sanctify the new moon? First you count days, and then you get to the end of the month and you identify when the new moon is. And Maneyamim Mekadesh Atzeret, the Torah said the same thing about Shavuot, count days, and then make Shavuot. Ma Chodesh Samuch Liyato Nikar, we recognize when the counting is beginning, by when the new moon is, so you count the 29 days and look out for the next new moon. Hafatzeret Samuch Liyato Nikar, same thing with Shavuot, the beginning of the count is recognized because it's Pesach. Tomar Atzeret Liyolam Achar Shabbat, but if it's always on a Sunday, Heachte Nikar Mishul Faneha, you won't have anything to recognize beforehand. It tells you it's coming. Rabbi Shmuel Omer has a fourth argument. Amra Torah, Havei Omer b'Pesach u'shtei alechem atzeret. You have to bring these two offerings. Malalan regel u'tchilat regel. Just like shtei alechem is brought at the beginning of a regel. Havkan regel u'tchilat regel. So Omer also has to be at the beginning of a regel. In other words, Shavuot and Pesach are match each other, and you can't have 7 weeks to get to Shavuot unless you start at Pesach so that they're both regalim. Our last argument of this brayta, Nemar Shabbat Lamalav and Nemar Shabbat Lamata. Remember, both of them say Machorat Shabbat. Malal on Regel Tchilat Regel. So the Machorat Shabbat Hashvi'it is a Regel. Samuchla. Afkan Regel Tchilat Regel Samuchla. So the Omer also stayed brought at the beginning of a Regel, which is very similar to Rabbi Shmuel's argument, which is the idea that Shavuot and Pesach work together. Okay. Now, that's Brayta number one, which is Megillat Tanit. Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to go through the piece. Usfartem Lachem Shtei Sfirah L'chol Achad V'chad. Remember, Usfartem Lachem in Parshat Emor, unlike what we saw in Parshat Re'eh, is in the plural, meaning everybody has to count. Unlike V'Safarta Lacha in Parshat Bahar about Yovel, that there is only one for the Beit Din. Mimocharat HaShabbat means Mocharat Yom Tov. Oino Ol Mocharat HaShabbat Bereshit. Maybe it means Sunday. Shabbat Bereshit is the rabbi's way of saying the weekly Shabbat. So now we have a whole slew of answers, some of which are parallel to answers we had before of other chachamim. This is an interesting answer. He says, the Torah says you have to count 50 days. Meaning, any time you count, it's always got to be 50 days. But if you think it means Sunday, which means that what you counted last year would end up being 50 days. This year it might be 52 days if you end up cutting the barley because it was first harvested in the beginning of the week, then you have to count more and then start on a Sunday. Now his notion of what the Tzedokim were advocating was that you have to begin counting on a Sunday, begin counting from the harvest and then 7 full weeks. I got a better argument. Again, we saw earlier, we saw that in the earlier brayta. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mochorat Shabbat means Mochorat Yom Tov. Tell me, Mochorat Shabbat Yom Tov, Enochorat Shabbat Bereshit. Again, the same question. Maybe it's Sunday. Amarta, Bechinamar, Mochorat Shabbat Shabbatach HaPesach. If you think it means Mochorat Shabbat means Sunday, which Shabbat? The Shabbat of Pesach? Lo Nemar El Mochorat Shabbat. There's Shabbatot throughout the year. So which Shabbat is it? Seuv Dok Ezu Shabbat. So Mochorat Shabbat, we don't know which one it is, unless it means Shabbat doesn't mean that. Beyond, and he advances another argument. Nemra Shabbat Lamatav, Nemra Shabbat Lamala, on Regel Tchad Regel, Kan Regel Tchad Regel, which we already saw in the first Brayta. Shmuel Lazar Omer Katuv Achar Omer Sheshit Yemim Tov Chamatzot. Chatuv HaChanomer, Shivat Yamim Matzot Tochelu. Now keep in mind that when the Omer is brought, and we're going to see this developed in a couple of Mishnayot, the prohibition of Chadash, of new grain, is lifted. So Rav Shimon Elazar picks up on that and says, the Torah says, for 6 days you eat Matzot, Chatuv HaChanomer, Shivat Yamim Matzot Tochelu. The Torah says, for 7 days you eat Matzot. HaKetzad, how do we reconcile that? In other words, you could eat matzah for 7 days, but only 6 days can you eat the new matzah, meaning matzah that came from the new grain, because 6 of the days of Pesach happen after the Omer, because the Omer is brought on the second day. Okay, that's the slew of arguments that we have in favor of the rabbinate position that Machrat Shabbat means Machrat Yom Tov. Now, continuing on, the Braita continues to interpret the Pasuk, Miyom Haviachem Tisperu, in other words, you start counting from the day that you bring the Korban, Yachol Yiksov Yaviv Yematai Shirtse Yispor. So I might think, based on the Pasuk, that you cut the Omer, you have to bring the Omer, and then you can start counting at any point afterwards to get to Shavuot. Talmud Lomar, therefore, in Parshat Re, it says, Miachel Chermesh Bakamat Tachel Yispor. Start counting the minute that you lift the scythe on the stalks. All right, so you have to start cut and count at the same time. So now I'll take the other odd men out, which is maybe you have to cut when it first appears, start counting, but bring the Omer anytime you want. You're counting from the day of bringing, which means now all three components, cutting, counting, and offering, are being tied together. Now that I know that all three of them have to be done together, maybe all three of them are done in the day, because this is Miyom Aviyachem. Talmud Lomar, Shema Shabbatot Tmimot Tiyaneh. You have to count 7 perfect weeks. Now, 7 perfect weeks in the Tzadokite position is very simple. It's Sunday to Shabbos 7 times. But in our reckoning, it doesn't work that way. So what are Tmimot? Ematai Tomot Se Shema Shabbatot Tmimot. How do you have 7 perfect weeks? San Shatamat Chalim Not Bayami Bayarav. If you start counting at night, that means that every day is a fully reckoned or counted day, and therefore we have 7 perfect weeks. So maybe all of this should happen at night, which of course is strange because we bring no offerings at night. Therefore the Torah says, on the day that you bring the offering. So now I have counting at night and offering during the day. So haketzad tzira usfira balayla. Why? Because the Torah says I have to count from when I start harvest cutting. So I have to count at night because of Tmimot. I have to cut at night because I have to count after I start cutting. And I have to bring during the day. Okay, that's the Braita. Now, Amar Rava. Rava goes back to the various, to the two Braitot and the various arguments in favor of Macharat Yom Tov and says, Kulu Itlahu Pircha. Every one of them could be challenged. Bar Mitarti Tanai Batroi, except for the last two Tanaim, both in the first Braita, the Magilat Tanit one, and in the second Braita, the Torat Kohanim one, in each case, the last two Tanaim have solid arguments that are not assailable, and the others are. Let's see. So on the page, I put these challenges next to the argument themselves, as opposed to later, so that you could follow. Miriacham and Zakkai, who said that the issue of 50 days versus 7 weeks, maybe the Torah says 50 days and 7 weeks, following Abaye's interpretation. There's a mitzvah to count weeks and a mitzvah to count days, because the Torah gives two different mitzvot, which, of course, the very famous sheet of Rabbeinu Yerucham that says there really are two separate mitzvot. The next two answers, might be Yom Tov Rishon Kai, Yom Tov Acharon Kai. Who says that the Torah is referring to the beginning of Yom Tov and is referring to the end of Yom Tov? And their arguments rested on the idea that it's starting from the beginning of Yom Tov. As he said, those last two really can't be challenged. So back to the second Braita, who said sometimes it could be 51 days, 52 days, etc. It's not a question. Maybe the Torah said count 50 days from Sunday after you've counted a few days from cutting. So, Imer Rabbi Yehuda Meteir Ramai to be Yom Tov Rishon Kai, the same question we had before, to be Yom Tov Achron Kai. Rabbi Yossi Namichazi Le Pircha. Rava doesn't identify what it is, but Rabbi Yossi's first comment, he says he himself found a problem in it. Why? That's why he offered another answer. But the last two, Rava said, were really unassailable. Okay, one last piece here is that in that Gemara, Rava invoked Abaye, who said, Mitzvah min yom, Mitzvah min shvui. So what in practice was done? Rabbanan ve Ravashi manu yom min shvui. So the students in Ravashi's Beit Midrash would count both days and weeks, like Abaye said. Amaymar mani yom v'lo mani shvui. Amaymar did not do that. He just counted days and not weeks. Amar zechel mikdash. He says the entire mitzvah is Sfirat HaOmer bizman hazeh without a mikdash is a zechel mikdash, and therefore it's sufficient to keep the zecher alive to just count days and not do the full mitzvah, which would be counting weeks. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.